Take all the individuals in your life that you have to interact with, figure out what their love language is, but then figure out the appropriate way to speak that love into them, and you'll find that all of your relationships will all of a sudden be good. And you'll find that not only will you fill your love tank, but the love tank of those who you speak their love language into. It'll be very helpful. Now, it's also important to understand about physical touch that the person whose love language is physical touch needs not only to be touched, but also to be allowed to touch. You understand that? Somebody whose physical love language is physical touch, they like to be touched, but they also need to touch. Let me show you something in Scripture. Mark chapter 5, verse 25 through 28. There's a woman who has an issue of blood. And this is very interesting. It says, a certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. I shall be whole. Now this is a very interesting story. It came to mind as I was preparing for this particular message. And it covers a lot of what I just spoke about as far as needing a specific touch from specific people. Now it says there that she suffered many things of the physicians. I can imagine that through those 12 years, she was subjected to all sorts of physical touch by those physicians and didn't like any of it. Ladies, huh? Amen? But it not only did it not help, it made it worse. And so sometimes the boy I told you about a few weeks ago that I touched, I gave him a gift the other day, and oh, he really enjoyed that too. But I saw him again. When I touched him, he was done. He was angry. He didn't want to know nothing about me, but I'll guarantee you his mom hugs him all the time. And I'll guarantee you he loves that and he needs that. When I touch him, it made his day worse. It did not make his day better. But when his mom touches him, it fills his love tank. You see? Here this woman suffered many things from many physicians. There was all kinds of people touching that poor girl. And nothing helped. It only made it worse. But she had desire to be touched by, to touch Jesus. And it says there that, and that's what she said, if I can just touch his clothes. You see, those whose physical or love language is physical touch, sometimes you need to be the one touching. You need to be the, you know what? Not only do I need to hug, I need to give a hug. Okay? And what she said, if I can just touch him, I'll be made whole. I'll be whole. You know what she was saying? If I can touch him, my love tank will be full. And you know what? He made her whole. He healed her that day. He wasn't even aware of who she was. He didn't even know she was there, if you read the story. But it mattered that much for her to touch him. There's great power in a touch. And guess what? God speaks with physical touch. You might say, well, how can God physically touch me? Well, how many have heard that song where the guys, you know, he starts out by saying, you know, God, why don't you do something? All this stuff's going on in the world. And why don't you do something, God? And God says, I did. I created you. We are his hands and his feet. He wants to love through us. Right? And God speaks the love language of physical touch. How many times in our Bibles do we read that Jesus touched somebody and they were healed? There's power in that touch. Not only is there physical healing in that touch, but I'm sure that there is love that goes with it. If Jesus didn't love, then why, he wouldn't have come. He wouldn't have done all the things he did. And so he speaks love and healing in life through touching. More beyond even just healing and things like that. Look at Acts chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. The apostles had gone to Samaria, and it says, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he has fallen on none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. What was it? What was the catalyst? What was it about laying their hands on them? There's something powerful in the touch. People get healed. People get filled with the Spirit of God through touch. God speaks through physical touch. God moves through physical touch. He loves through physical touch. And how many have had the experience where you've either been healed in your body or you've been filled with God's Spirit? And doesn't that fill your tank? Hallelujah. God uses physical touch to give us physical, emotional, and spiritual fulfillment. I'm going to give you another scripture because this is one of my favorites about touch. I mean, this will show you, it doesn't matter who you touch sometimes. 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 20. Elijah died and they buried him, and the bands of Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year. And it came to pass as they were burying a man that, behold, they spied a band of men, band of raiders it was, and they cast the man into the sepulcher of Elijah. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elijah, he revived and stood on his feet. You tell me there ain't nothing in a touch? He touched a dead man's bones and was revived. That's powerful. I'm curious if physical touch really is one of the more powerful languages of love that there is. And I know that for the people whose primary love language is physical touch, yeah, it is that powerful. It'll give you love, it'll give you life, it'll give you joy and fulfillment and happiness. Now, if that's not you, okay, what is your love language? If you don't know yet, take the test. We got some more right up here. Learn what it is that causes you to have a full love tank, to be filled emotionally in joy, filled with joy. Because it matters. When we live out our lives with emotional fulfillment and joy, we're generally happier people. We're generally able to cope with things as they come. We're generally less likely to get involved in things that are destructive in our lives. Because usually the things that we do are things that we do in order to find some sort of fulfillment in us. Isn't that right? For instance, tomorrow, hopefully, I'm going to jump on my motorcycle and drive up to Lake George. Excuse me? Your birthday month? Tomorrow. Tomorrow's your birthday? Month? Well, happy birthday month. Happy birth month. Are you going to the Mary Kay?
No.
No, you're not? Are you going to Gettysburg? You'll find a whole much more fulfillment if you go to Mary Kay, trust me. Tomorrow. Through Saturday. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go. You see, we do things because we want fulfillment. I get fulfillment out of riding my motorcycle. Anybody else get fulfillment riding a motorcycle? Yeah, there's a few. You ride a motorcycle? Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. We were just going to have a conversation, sister. Would you like to? Really? You're game to try anything once. I could talk to some people. We might be able to hook you up. We might find one with a sidecar or something, maybe a three-wheeled one or maybe something. But you'll find fulfillment in taking a motorcycle ride? Yeah. You see, we do things to find fulfillment, right? Talk about your job. Somebody who does something that they love for work, they never work a day of their life because they're so full of joy. Their tank of emotional well-being is just full all the time because they're doing what they love. They're doing something that fulfills them. And so learning what your love language is and learning how to speak it, learning how to receive it, it's just a way of finding fulfillment in life. And more importantly, learning how to live your love language along with the love of Jesus Christ in your heart is just awesome. That's why, we were singing that song. In that one line in that song, "You are my everything." And I stopped and I said, until you make him your everything, you're going to fall short. But when he is your everything and that whole love language thing kicks in, wow. You ever wonder how a missionary can go all around the world and be all by themselves and not with anybody else, but yet still have fulfillment in life? It's because they're walking with Jesus Christ and God is speaking their love language. And they find all of their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. I can only imagine a church where every single member finds all of their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Could you imagine that? What a wonderful place that would be. Not to say we don't have a wonderful place here, but learning love language now. I need to say, physical touch obviously needs to be done in an appropriate way. We as a culture tend to shake hands or hug each other as a form of greeting or departing. In France, what do they do, sister? Kiss on the cheeks. I'm pretty sure that if I went around and started kissing all the women on the cheeks, there'd be a problem here. India, they hold hands. I was very uncomfortable the first time I went to India, and the boy that was put in charge of to lead us around these cities, it was Jay Paul. I don't know how many of you know Jay Paul, but he kept grabbing my hand as we're walking. I'm like, now my primary love language is physical touch, but let me tell you, I did not need him holding my hand as we're walking down the street. However, we should never assume that all people desire to be touched. We should never assume that all people want to be hugged, especially in a church environment. We have people that come here from all types of backgrounds. Some people have been through physical abuse of all kinds, and the last thing they need is some guy to walk up and give them a hug. And so we need to be sensitive in those areas. I can't say, don't hug anybody, but I can't say, don't hug everybody. It's just got to be done in an appropriate way. There's some women that'll teach, ladies, if you're not comfortable hugging men, there's some ladies here that'll teach you how to put your arm in between you and then just give them one of those deals. Or a side hug or something like that. If you're not, by all means, if you're not comfortable with somebody who's touching you, whether it's even if it's a handshake, if you're not comfortable with somebody touching you, let them know. Say, I'm sorry, thank you, I appreciate it, but hello is good for me. Okay? And if you go to, stretch a hand to somebody and they're just not comfortable, if you want to hug somebody and they're just not comfortable, be aware of that, be sensitive. Don't feel slighted or anything like that. Just be aware that, okay, and hello is good enough, right? But the people, and that goes both ways too. The people whose physical love language is physical love language. People's primary love language is physical touch. We have to be careful too, not to take advantage of that. Ooh, I'm going to hug all these people over here. Maybe I ought not do that. And so it's just something that we all need to be very sensitive. And in the church setting, if hugs are giving, especially between a man and a woman who's not your wife, it needs to be appropriate. If your primary love language is physical touch, there are times when you must exercise restraint, times when you need to communicate to others that you need the proper form of touch from them. And I'll close with this verse right here, and I know I'm taking it out of context, so don't nobody throw me off the bus. But this verse, I think it can be kind of universal when it says, 1 Corinthians 14:40, let all things be done decently and in order. I believe that applies to the physical touch, love language. Amen? Amen. Stand with me. There's so much more, and I'm gonna preach at least one more message concerning this, because I want to talk about how to fulfill your love tank, you know, how to do it in the proper way. If nobody else is filling your love tank, that you know, there's godly ways to do that for yourself. But because I know what happens is people try to fill their own love tanks in very destructive ways. You know, as I mentioned before, I do a ministry out to the jail, and I've talked to many people who have tried to find fulfillment in all sorts of things. And so, you know, I want to talk about those things in order to perhaps, you know, encourage each of us to figure out, okay, we know what our love languages are. Now, what's a godly way for us to find our tanks filled with love and fulfillment emotionally? And so I want to talk about those things. Amen. Who has found this little series to be enlightening? I found it to be awesome. It's changed everything about how I see ministry. It's changed everything about how I try to relate with people. I've come to the conclusion that whenever there's a conflict, it's because I haven't figured out their love language and I'm not speaking it right. Isn't that interesting? Think about conflict. What's conflict all about? Two people that just don't agree, or two people that whatever. They don't know how to communicate to each other in a loving manner that brings acceptance and fulfillment on both sides. And so this has just been a very interesting series for me, and I trust that God is using it to bless you as well. We're going to have lunch as soon as I pray. There's tables in a closet through that door. There's a closet on the left. There's tables. We'll use these chairs. I'm going to need a bunch of people to help get those tables out and get the chairs all set up. Myself and a couple others are going to go outside. There's a grill in the shed out there. We got to drag it out and get it lit up and all that kind of stuff. And so there's tons of stuff to do. If you'd like to help, we'd love to have you help. I certainly hope that you please stay and eat with us, because we got a lot of food. And so it's going to take us a few minutes, though, to make the transition. So just be patient, and we can all work together and just have a great time this afternoon and get something to eat. But let's pray. Amen. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this little series that we've done. I thank you for Gary Chapman and the book that he wrote, The Five Love Languages, and how, God, we have seen the impact that it has on our lives and on the lives of those around us. And Father, I pray that as we learn how to love you the way that you desire to be loved, and love others the way that they desire to be loved, God, that we too would find our love tanks completely filled, that we could go through this life, Lord God, with fulfillment and joy and peace. I know that is what you desire for us. And so, Father, I pray a blessing over each person here, Lord, that we learn our love language and the language of those around us. God, that we would find fulfillment in this life as we walk with you. Bless each one, God, and just give us deeper insight and a greater work in us do, O God, as we search your word for your love. Bless each one today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. love one another, whether you know, whether the person next to you needs a word of affirmation, or whether they need a hug, or whether they need some quality time. Let's go out and love someone today. Amen. Yes, we'll be evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. Brother Doug continuing with the walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. And on Wednesday, celebrate recovery, 7 o'clock.